the dark, dirty, unwashed nether regions of the Rust Belt, we ask you to occupy your mind.
Whenever I hear someone referred to as a spiritual leader, I wonder why the spirit world needs leaders. Here's more from middlebrow philosophy. That which doesn't kill me makes me stronger. I got something a little more realistic for you. That which doesn't kill me still may sever my spinal cord, crush my rib cage, cave in my skull, and leave me helpless and paralyzed, soaking in a puddle of my own waste. Put that on your t-shirt, touchy-feely New Age ass.
I am Locutus, of Borg. Resistance is futile. Your life, as it has been, is over. From this time forward, you will service us.
Is irrelevant. Resistance is futile. We wish to improve ourselves. We will add your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own. Your culture will adapt to service ours.
Impossible. My culture is based on freedom and self-determination.
Freedom is irrelevant. Self-determination is irrelevant. You must comply.
We would rather die.
Death is irrelevant. Your archaic cultures are authority-driven. Strength is irrelevant. Resistance is futile. We wish to improve ourselves. Your culture will adapt to service ours.
Freedom is irrelevant. Self-determination is irrelevant. You must comply.
Impossible. My culture is based on freedom and self-determination. My culture is based on freedom and self-determination. Impossible.
You must comply.
You must. You will. Comply. Comply. Give up. Give in. Cave. We knew you'd give in. Just go ahead and cave. Slave, do what you're told. Do it. Cave. Slave. And that was my Kathy Hochul imitation. What do you think? Did I sound just like her?
Are you, or have you ever been, a member of the COVIDian cult? I don't know what you mean. I think you understand the question, but I will repeat it. Are you or have you ever been involved in the COVIDian cult? I don't understand. I don't know what... I don't know what you mean. Are you or have you ever been involved in the COVIDian cult? COVIDian cult. COVID cult. Yes or no? I need yes or no answer.
I haven't done anything wrong. I don't understand why. Why are you doing this? Why?
What is that in your hand?
This hand?
Oh, of course I mean that hand. What hand do you think I talk about? What is it in your hand?
It's just a piece of cloth, that's all.
A cloth? Are you planning on putting it over your nose and your mouth?
I don't know. I'm just holding it. I mean,
you're just holding it. There are straps on this cloth. Are you planning on putting it over your face? Wrapping it over your face so that you cannot breathe? Is that what you plan on doing?
I don't understand. Lots of people put cloth over their faces. It's very popular nowadays. I don't know. What's it to you? I don't understand.
Ah! You are a member of COVIDian cult.
No! No! I'm not a member of any cult.
You are a member of COVIDian cult. You must be arrested. Now! Now!
Please have mercy on me. Yeah, I like covering my face, that's all. I don't need to breathe. I know that brain damage results from lack of oxygen, but I'm okay with that. I'm okay. I just want to look like everyone else, and everyone is covering their face, and I want to do it too, because everyone else is. Why are you being so mean to me? Why are you being so mean?
Arrest this woman! Arrest her! Put her in jail now! She is COVIDian cultist.
Mammy, why were they so mean to her?
Well, darling, let me tell you the story. You see, many years ago, there lived some people who belonged to what we now know to have been a COVIDian cult.
Gideon cult?
COVIDian cult, my darling. This was a group of people who liked to cover their faces, their nose and their mouth in particular, with a piece of cloth whenever they went out in public places, and even sometimes when they were at home on their own.
Why did they do that, Mommy?
Well, my darling, the COVIDian cultists were people who were very, very frightened. They were afraid of just about everything. But the thing that really scared them was breathing in something that could make them sick. And they were so afraid of getting sick, so afraid of dying from what they thought was a coronavirus. And they were just so afraid of of becoming ill from it that they became obsessed with it. And that's all they could think about all day long. And they were so frightened of this that they wore a cloth over their nose and mouth, which made it hard for them to breathe and actually ended up doing harm over time. And over time, it was discovered that that was resulting in brain damage. However, the COVIDian cultists were so frightened that they continued to wear these masks over their nose and mouth. But then what was really, really scary is they began trying to force all of us to do the same. And many of us did not want to do that because we knew that it was harmful to wear the mask. And then things got really, really ugly because then some politicians started trying to force people to take an injection of a substance they called a vaccine, which they said would prevent them from getting sick from this virus that people, that the COVIDian cultists were so afraid of getting. Unfortunately, it was discovered that these injections, these so-called vaccines, were not actually preventing the spread of the virus. And the spread of the virus was actually getting worse. And then some scientists were saying that the so-called vaccines were causing the spread of the virus. So lots of people were getting sick, and yet lots of COVIDian cultists continued to try to force people to take the injections and to force them to wear masks. And then things got even worse. Things got even uglier. The COVIDian cultists started building concentration camps. You know, darling, I talked to you about Hitler and World War II. I've talked to you about how certain people were deemed as not as good or not as important as certain other people, and they were put in these camps, separated from the rest of the population, and many of these people were tortured and murdered. Well, the same thing started to happen with the COVIDian cultists. The COVIDian cultists started building concentration camps and putting people in the camps who disagreed with their views, people who were not frightened, who did not want to wear a mask and did not want to be injected with a substance. So I'm afraid things got very, very bad. The COVIDian cultists they did a lot of really bad things to people. A lot of really bad things.
That lady, she seemed nice.
Seemed nice, yes. And some of the COVIDian cultists were very nice people. They just didn't realize what they were doing. But, you know, when people are afraid, they can get very mean, actually. They can become very, very mean. Fear is not a good state of mind to be in. Fortunately, we were able to stop the COVIDian cultists. There are still a few of them around, but we did have to arrest many of them because they were causing a lot of problems in our world. Let's hope this never happens again. If you like shows like this that express alternative viewpoints, do give it a like or subscribe, show some support, show some love. We'd appreciate it so very much.